Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
I have the dubious honor of straddling generations. It's kind of weird. Technically, I'm Gen X. I was born in 1968. But my parents were members of the Great Generation, and my siblings are baby boomers. So, we'll say I was kind of an afterthought or a surprise addition to the family. What's interesting, though, is that even though there are some great differences between baby boomers and Gen X, there are a few sensibilities that are really the same. One of those things is around the fact that we played outside a lot. It was just conventional wisdom that you would go out to play after dinner, and especially in the summertime, you just had to be home by the time the streetlights came on. And if you weren't, well, lots of us got beckoned home in different but similar ways. Now keep in mind, no cell phones. Hell, there weren't even pagers at that time. So being able to find your kids was a matter of having a code. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. This week on the podcast, nature reminding me of my childhood and reminding me that it's time to come inside. So, settle back, settle in, and listen up. This is Talk Unleashed.
If you were a kid in the 80s, chances were likely that when the weather got warm, your parents would send you outside to play and say, "Come home when the streetlights come on." And as the lights started to go down and it started to move to twilight, you'd hear different whistles and calls from different porches and yards as parents were calling their kids. Now, I didn't grow up in a neighborhood that was chock full of a lot of kids my age. My brother and sister are considerably older than I am. And so the house I grew up in was in a bit more of a spread out suburban neighborhood. I had some kids on my street, but we didn't really play outside together. It was really more when we went down to the Jersey Shore in the summer and there were lots of kids around and my dad would step out on the front porch and he'd whistle, a really distinctive sound. And at twilight tonight, sun was setting, I decided to sit out on the back screen porch and just kind of enjoy twilight on this gorgeous spring night. And that's when I heard it. Part of the cadence of my father's whistle. Now, his whistle was this kind of complicated, multi-tonal offering. It wasn't just like a, "Hey, come in." It was really like a little symphony of its own. And there it was, part of it. And I knew it was a bird. I knew it was a bird of some sort. So I open up this app I have. It's called Merlin Bird ID. It is, interestingly, out of the ornithology department at Cornell University, the university that my father attended. And this app is super cool. You can just plug in the description of a bird and it'll pull up samples and images to look at. You can upload an image and it'll pull up a gallery. Or you can just open up a sound recording and the app records the sound. And as it detects each bird, it pops up what the bird is. Turns out, it's a bird called the bobwhite. Kind of quailish in look, and part of its whistle sounds exactly like my dad's. Now, if you're hearing that sound in the background right now and wondering if that's it, it isn't. That is another quail-like evening twilighty sort of bird called the whippoorwill. And if you listen really carefully, It sounds like it's saying whippoorwill. Fascinating. Now, the bobwhite, the one that has part of the sound of my dad's whistle, isn't indigenous to Pennsylvania or New Jersey at all, so I don't know if my father would have heard it and picked it up, or whether it was just a tone that he enjoyed. You know, they tell you that when people pass away, that eventually you forget and the pain goes away, but I don't know who those people are or what their relationships were with the people who they lost, but my dad's been gone for 24 years, and I still miss him every day. And then there are moments like this that just put a smile on my face. It's almost like I wonder if he sent the bird so that I could feel like I was being called inside. You know, looking at the world and thinking to myself, what on earth would my dad have to say about how people are treating each other these days? What would he think about some of the choices that I've made in the last couple of years? I think he'd be rather delighted, actually. Memories of people that we love in nature and the things around us. It's pretty cool.
We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully five. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McClain, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.